It's the Between the Lines post-game report. I'm Mike Wobschall with Vikings.com. The Vikings win. They're 16-10 winners over the Kansas City Chiefs. It took a full team effort, and it took almost the entire game, but they did it thanks to the new kids in town.
Yeah, the rookies played really well today. Eric Kendricks had a season-high 10 tackles. Receiver Stephon Diggs had well over 100 yards. And rookie Danielle Hunter thrown into a difficult spot as the starting right defensive end with the late news that Everson Griffin, the best pass rusher on the defensive line for the Vikings, would be scratched. Danielle was part of a fumble at the end of the game where he may have forced a fumble on Charcandrick West that kind of won the game for the Vikings. So, you call it new kids in town. These rookies were absolutely fantastic today.
Last point on that talker, TJ Clemmings, bravo to him the way he handled Justin Houston, who did make a couple of plays, but yep, off of the Von Miller game a couple of weeks ago, great job by TJ Clemmings. Now, all three phases of the Vikings chip in for this victory. Blair Walsh kicking field goals, he was perfect, so that's good. Special teams was solid. Defense good throughout the course of the game, but generally or specifically in the first half, just suffocating Kansas City's offense. And then the offense made just enough plays to get it done. Very good on third downs early in the game. So a full team effort.
Yeah, you know, I have a gut feeling the head coach, Mike Zimmer, who's very difficult to please, I don't think he's going to be super enthralled with the way this game developed. The Vikings could not get a running game going. Bridgewater's interceptions, quite honestly, I think were two of the worst throws that he's thrown all year. The one to Peters nearing the end of the game can't happen. Then they're trying to close out the Chiefs on a third down. Red Ellison is wide open for a first down that may have sealed the game with the Chiefs having no timeouts, and Teddy threw it too high. But then Zimmer's going to look at the way the defense gave up that Albert Wilson touchdown nearing the end of the game. So I don't think he's going to be super enthralled with the win. At the end of the equation, it is a win, 3-2 heading to Detroit.
And what's next for the Vikings? Obviously, they have back-to-back road division games. The Lions next week, the Bears the week after. What do you think is ahead for this team in the next 2 weeks?
Well, the Lions have been a dysfunctional bunch this season, but they did get a dramatic victory over Chicago today. The Bears are stuck on two wins, but the A topic, in my opinion, with the entire Minnesota Vikings organization is not the makeshift offensive line and how it protects Teddy. The turnovers today, Everson Griffin's illness, it is winning on the road. If you want to make the playoffs and take a step to the next level, you have to start winning more consistently on the road. The Vikings are 0-2 on the road this year. I know they played really well against Denver on the road, but they still didn't win. And they're 5-20-1 on the road since 2012. So three of the next four are on the road at Detroit, at Chicago, and in a month at Oakland. You need to win at least two of those, preferably three.
The Vikings get a victory, 16-10 winners at home over the Kansas City Chiefs. Great performances by their young players. Fun to watch. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for constant coverage of this game and constant preview coverage of the Vikings' next game. It's at Detroit. And check out Paul's radio show, 9 to noon on 100.3 FM KFAN. He comes at you 9 to noon every day. It'll be fun to break down that victory tomorrow. Until next time, we'll see you later.